such an asshole.
Hello. Welcome to Asshole Consulting. I'm your host, Aaron Clary. And today I'm blind because I can't see nothing. All right. Jeff writes, "Hi, Aaron. I was wondering if you could do a clarity test on Tim Pool. I have a feeling that he will be either a 1 point or a decimal of a point. I was just curious as to what the fee would be for this." I say, "Oh, it's $30. He said, "Okay, you paid," and we don't make things difficult. I was already thinking about it because the question, well, what's he doing now? Like, is it really a job? Because I got the same job, and I'm kind of like, would I have to award myself at least a quarter point for this? And in intellectual honesty, I kind of would, because they claim he's a journalist on Wikipedia or whatever, which I would say that's not real work. Podcast internet alternative, like where you're not just like, OMG, girlfriend, we just need to give more money to everyone else. That's your money, not my money. I'm so caring with other people's money. So it is certainly a step up from journalist. But I don't know, podcaster, really? I personally, we got to at least award a quarter point for that, including myself, because it isn't really a real job. It takes work, I know, but it really isn't like you're slaving away over spreadsheets or filling in a French drain like I did, earning massive man points. All right, let's look up Tim Pool. All right, Wikipedia, 35. Oh, from Chicago. Okay. Born 86, American citizen, journalist, YouTuber, podcast host, political commentator, and activist. Is he really? Because Wikipedia claims that Molyneux is a racist, so you'll forgive me if I'm a little skeptical. Who first became known for live streaming the 2011 Occupy Wall Street protests. Oh, so he was like 25 back then. He joined Vice Media and Fusion TV in 2013, 2014, later working alone on YouTube and other platforms because he actually made money. And I don't think, are those entities around anymore? Fusion? Early life. Timothy Daniel Pool, born in Chicago, Illinois, grew up in a lower middle income class family, attended private Catholic school until fifth grade, dropped out of school at age 14. I like it. I like him already. When he was a teenager, Pool worked in retail and worked for American Eagle Airlines as a baggage handler. He was also, I wonder if he said hi to Marcus when he was plowing. He's also interested in technology and skateboarding. Pool's father was a firefighter and mother a car salesman. I'm going to say salesman. Said salesperson. I'm going to say salesman. During Pool's childhood, his parents divorced, of course, putting the family into financial distress. Pool's maternal grandmother is Korean. Oh, I didn't know that. John right here says, he says conservatism. Is he? I thought he was more libertarian. See, this is why you can't trust Wikipedia. During his early 20s, Pool Street canvassed for nonprofits, soliciting donations as signatures. Pool has claimed that he worked for the Great Lakes Coalition Human Rights Campaign, Greenpeace International. Boy, any point in the storm, huh? Wow, you switched. If you're over at Greenpeace, they have no record. Pool also claimed he worked as a supervisor for PERG, although PERG has denied he employed him directly. Why do I trust Tim Pool over PERG? That Ralph Nader shakedown group. That is so shameful. I immediately knew there was evil when I was young. I said, you got to donate to PERG. Between April and May 2010, Pool worked for Fund of Public Interest California. He had a field manager. So far, these are not real jobs. His baggage handling was. After watching a viral video on Occupy Wall Street, seeing images of police violence in September 11 at Occupy 2011 at Occupy Wall Street protests in Zuccotti Park, Pool purchased a one-way bus ticket to New York. This is 10 years ago. Drone live stream 21 hour. You were going to fight the good fight, were you, Tim? Huh? Were you going to help? Were you down with the cause, man? We're going to skateboard it and change life. The irony, he must have a very interesting story to tell of personal growth. Where you're this, frankly, no offense, Tim, if you're watching, a Marxist dipshit And then, like, how the heck did you become not a Marxist? Because I know you're libertarian. Like, did you just see the evil? I could just, because you're in your 20s and everyone's a moron in their 20s. They're going to be 1%ers, man. Dude, it's all about, remember when the corporations were our enemies? Now they're our friends. Now, oh, they can't suck enough black dick. Right, Dre? Dre, how often does Target stop by to suck your dick? Is that like a weekly thing, or is Target, do they send a representative? Do you got to go into the Target? How does that dick sucking work at Target Corporation? I just want to know how they, you know, the logistics. I'm kind of curious. Poole's video taken during the protest is instrumental evidence in acquitting the photographer of Alexander Arbuckle, who had been arrested by New York PD. The video showed that the arresting officer lied under oath. Good. Oh, no charges were filed. Bad. While covering the no NATO protest, there must have been some hot trim there, Tim, huh? How many hairy armpits? Poole and four others were pulled over by a dozen Chicago officers. Unmarked vehicle group was removed from vehicle at gunpoint. Question chain for 10 minutes. Reasonably about mismatched, a match of description. Context, Occupy, Wall. When do we move on from Occupy? Okay, so then he goes to Vice Infusion 2013, producing and hosting content. I mean, this is, I'll consider it real work. I'll consider this real journalism. I'll consider that real work. Vice correspondent Poole live stream mass protesting Ukraine. He's out there, kind of reminds me of what's her name. I don't like her, but you have to admit she goes out there, the Canadian gal, Miss Pretty Face. February 14, 2014, he was forced to flee a shoot in Venezuela after high-profile support of Nicolas Maduro and the media accused Poole of being a spy. Poole has claimed he will be killed if he returns to Venezuela. Poole also reported on protests. All right, so he's going out there. 2014, joined Fusion, senior innovation, 16. Poole's contract with Fusion ended. Independent work. As of 2021, multi-million. In February 2017, so that's a year later, Poole traveled to Sweden to investigate no-go zones, problem with refugees in the country. He launched a crowdfunding effort to do so after the United States Donald Trump alluded crimes related to immigration to Sweden, InfoWars, so he got plugged in there. It's kind of a interesting route you went. I mean, he's getting out there. He's doing it. He's not like, oh, I'm writing for Boldy or Condé Nast. OMG. We're so oppressed because of the woman plumbing. Escorted. Well, he's doing it right if he keeps running in trouble with the law. He's on Joe Rogan. Interview with. Oh, took her to the Benning. To the Rittenhouse. Other views, personal life, boo-de-boo. Bought an okay, now here's where you screwed up, man. Okay. In September 2020, you were covering the Occupy Wall Street, the 99% versus the one. In 2020, Poole bought an 8-bedroom house in Maryland, which he also uses as the offices, of his company. All right, recruiting studio. 1 million. Custom skateboard ramps in the house. All right. Yeah, that's a little much. All right. Look, I bought myself a nice house, but it wasn't no 8-bedroom. It's a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath. That's where it's kind of like, come on, man. It's just, does everyone, like, you got, you I even wear the hat for you, man. And like, you're kind of dressed, oh, maybe he's just really minimalist. He's really, nope. had to have the big flash of the cash, didn't you? Oh, still got my 2003 Chevy Silverado. Someday I hope my vehicle is older than the girls I'm dating. That's it. Because it's what? Yeah, it's 18 now. Give it a couple more years. All right. So, did he come from wealth? No. He didn't even go to college, so he's smarter than the average bear? No. Does he have real world working experience? Yes. Is he working out? Yes, he is. I got to give him a quarter point. I just got to give him a quarter point. Because at some level, if you're honest, you're going to admit that podcasting and blogging and YouTubing is not a real job. This is not, I did a real job today. I did a French drain. I didn't do it. I filled it up with gravel. You gotta get a flathead shovel and get a wheelbarrow. And it sucked because it was 92 degrees out here in South Dakota. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this. This is real work. This is not real work. This is like, hey, I got an idea. I'll go find. I'm lucky I found my hat because it's summertime. I'm like, God, I wonder where I, you know, you think it'd be in a box. Cause I just, if you didn't know, Tim, I too just moved into a new home, a much smaller one that I have significant equity in. Although I guess he did pay cash for his too. He's multimillionaire. And I was like, oh God, I hope I didn't pack. I found it right there, right next to the motorcycle helmet. I'm like, yeah, all right, got it. So he gets a 0.25. Would I have a beer with him? Absolutely. Should he run for office? Yeah, I think so. I think so. He's got enough real world working experience. My concern was like journalism, this type is kind of real. It's kind of real work, but it's also a little bit sensationalism. And the fact, I take that back. He was a baggage handler. Okay. That's real work. So yeah, he could run for office. I might even vote for him. So there we go. All right. Any super chats today? I look like the Count from Count Customs. I just grew up my beard. Had to do it. Let me tell you something, brother. All right. Okay, man. Yeah. I gave you $16,000 for it. Boobadoobadoo. Hey, we may not have any super chats. Oh, wait. There we go. There's Atham. God darn it. No doubt it's Mexican poops. No doubt. I can't see what it is. You all can see what it is. Kyle Little, $5. What's up, Cappy? I have been watching your channel for over 3 years now. I'm 24 years old and recently partnered in a business with my father. So you don't go into... All right. Best of luck. I'm glad you tuned in, Kyle. Best of luck to you and your dad. Don't tell me what the business is. I don't want to know. I don't want people stealing your ideas. Ugh, man. Yeah, it sucks. Especially in the heat. It was bad. I had to I'd fill up one wheelbarrow full, haul it out there, shovel it out into the French drain. And I'd be like sweating. I'd have to go inside and cool down. Heat stroke is no fun. All right, that's it. Questions, answers. AssholeConsulting.com. We'll see you guys later.